Imagine waking up tomorrow to discover that AI has joined humanity's oldest and most powerful network, the information web that connects us all. This isn't science fiction. It's happening now. In Nexus, Yuval Noah Harari reveals a profound insight. Information's primary purpose isn't to represent reality, but to connect us. Throughout our 70,000-year journey from prehistoric tribes to global civilization, humans have created increasingly sophisticated information networks. Now, for the first time, non-human entities are becoming active participants rather than passive tools in these networks. This shift could redefine what it means to be human. The paradox at the heart of our existence becomes clear. Despite calling ourselves Homo sapiens, wise humans, and accumulating unprecedented knowledge, we face existential threats of our own making. Climate change, dangerous AI, and international tensions aren't accidents. They're products of our information systems. The conventional view that more information naturally leads to truth and wisdom falls apart when we examine our history. While information has dramatically improved some aspects of life, like reducing child mortality from 50% to 0.5% in Germany, it hasn't prevented us from creating civilization-threatening crises. Humans rule Earth because we alone can cooperate flexibly in massive numbers. This ability emerged about 70,000 years ago when our ancestors developed the capacity to create and believe in fictional stories. This breakthrough transformed human connection from person-to-person bonds to person-to-story chains, allowing strangers to cooperate through shared beliefs. Consider Jesus, a provincial Jewish preacher who died as a criminal yet underwent one of the most remarkable branding campaigns in history to become recognized as the cosmic creator's incarnation. Though no contemporary portraits survive, imaginary renderings of Jesus are now among the world's most recognizable icons. Stories created a new level of reality beyond the objective, things existing regardless of awareness, and subjective, things existing in individual awareness. This third level, intersubjective reality, includes laws, gods, nations, and currencies that exist between many minds. Unlike pain, subjective, or asteroids, objective, these entities disappear if people stop believing in them. These story networks gave early humans decisive advantages over other species. While Neanderthals lived in isolated bands, sapiens formed tribes of hundreds or thousands connected through shared myths, providing military advantages and security during crisis. Stories enabled unprecedented cooperation, but couldn't handle complex data needs of growing civilizations. Documents transformed society by creating new realities rather than merely representing existing ones. In ancient Mesopotamia, clay tablets recording livestock deliveries changed ownership concepts from communal agreement to written records, giving central authorities control over property transfers. Document proliferation created a retrieval challenge, requiring artificial organization, bureaucracy. This system enabled large organizations to function, but sacrificed truth for order by forcing complex reality into rigid categories, making people adapt to forms rather than vice versa. Despite its flaws, bureaucracy provides essential order. John Snow's methodical tracking of cholera cases in 1854 London revealed contaminated water as the cause, spawning regulations to separate drinking water from waste. Though unglamorous, effective sewage management represents a fundamental test of good governance. How do information networks handle mistakes? Religions face a fundamental challenge, convincing people that dogmas from superhuman sources remain pure despite human transmission. Holy books emerged as a technological solution, fixed texts with identical copies ensuring consistent information across time and space. This approach created new problems. Who determines what belongs in the holy book? The Bible didn't exist as a unified text during biblical times. The Dead Sea Scrolls reveal that in the last centuries BCE, no fixed biblical canon existed, with some scrolls containing texts later included in the Bible and others preserving excluded books. Jewish rabbis debated for centuries before finalizing the canon. Despite efforts to create an infallible text, the biblical project faced inevitable challenges of copying accuracy and interpretation. Trust the infallible book simply became trust the humans who interpret the book. Scientific institutions take the opposite approach by embracing fallibility. The DSM exemplifies scientific self-correction, removing homosexuality as a sociopathic personality disturbance in 1974, just 22 years after its inclusion. Modern psychiatry acknowledges this institutional error rather than blaming individual professors. Democracy and dictatorship represent fundamentally different information networks. Dictatorial networks centralize information flow to a hub, with totalitarian regimes attempting to control all information and eliminate self-correction mechanisms. Democracies function as distributed networks where independent nodes communicate freely with strong self-correcting mechanisms. Democracy extends beyond elections. It's about distributed information sharing with safeguards that protect truth-seeking institutions while allowing preference-based voting. Democracy emerged naturally among Stone Age hunter-gatherers through information sharing in small bands where all members participated in decisions. Leaders held limited authority without armies or economic monopolies, and people could leave if chiefs became tyrannical. The agricultural revolution and writing facilitated information centralization, diminishing democratic conversation. While modern technology enabled both large-scale totalitarianism and democracy, totalitarian regimes control information flow, view independent communication with suspicion, and maintain presence in gathering places to prevent trust-building and potential resistance. We're experiencing an unprecedented information revolution centered on computers. Their revolutionary potential lies in making decisions and creating ideas independently, replacing human brains, not just muscles. Unlike clay tablets or printing presses that merely stored or copied information, computers can make autonomous decisions. Previously, humans were essential links in information chains. Now, computer-to-computer chains function without human involvement, generating fake news, blocking it, and making financial decisions based on this activity before humans notice. By mastering language, the foundation of human civilization, computers have gained access to our institutions. They can now tell stories, compose music, create images, produce videos, and write code, potentially shaping our culture with superhuman efficiency. This emerging network includes billions of humans alongside potentially hundreds of billions of superintelligent artificial agents. Unlike previous organic networks in Earth's history, this inorganic computer network will operate outside biological parameters, evolving in ways our organic minds cannot comprehend. Our future depends on how we integrate AI into our information networks. While the benefits could be enormous, the risk is civilizational collapse. Democracy's self-correcting mechanisms limit fanaticism and enable course correction, our best safeguard against unpredictable computer network development. AI's dangers stem not from computer malevolence, but human division. United humanity could control AI, but unity has always eluded us. Like industrial technology enabled imperial expansion, AI could create digital imperialism through data extraction rather than military conquest. A silicon curtain of code now runs through every digital device, determining which algorithms control your life, who manages your attention, and where your data flows. Our paradox as the smartest yet most self-destructive species stems from information networks that prioritize order over truth. The solution lies in balanced networks with strong self-correction mechanisms through appropriate institutions. Our decisions about AI will determine whether it becomes a terminal error or a hopeful new chapter in life's evolution. The choice is ours, but time is running short.